Hello and welcome to Meow Mix, a Carolina Panthers podcast. This is some breaking news here. Basically, Frank Reich has been fired as the head coach for the Carolina Panthers. Earlier, David Tepper released a little statement here. I'm going to go ahead and read you. I met with Coach Reich this morning and informed him that he will not continue as head coach of the Carolina Panthers. I want to thank Frank for his dedication and service, and we wish him well. Effective immediately, special teams coordinator Chris Tabor will serve as our interim head coach. Senior assistant Jim Caldwell will be a special advisor to offensive coordinator Thomas Brown, who will take over play calling duties. I feel like this was something that needed to be done. I'm not a big proponent for firing a coach in his first year. I think when Wilkes got fired in Arizona, you know, I said that. But this had to happen. The offense is getting worse and worse and worse. Bryce Young is looking worse. He was brought in here to be an offensive guru. And just looking at the point totals for the offense, starting at week one, 10 points, 17 points, 27 against Seattle, then back to 13, 24, 21. And then since week seven, we haven't crossed the barrier of 20 points again. 15, 13, 13, 10, 10. I mean, it's going down. And the offensive scheme does not bode well for any of the players, it feels like. It doesn't look like the offensive line can play the zone scheme that Frank Reich was forcing down their throats. The receivers, I mean, I don't know what to say about the receivers, but this I felt like needed to happen. You don't want to ruin Bryce Young. I'm very excited to see what Thomas Brown can kind of cook up to give some more flexibility to the offense. Maybe it's not so vanilla. Maybe it's not always under in the shotgun and pistol. Maybe they can actually work under center. Maybe they can work some plays out. Maybe Bryce Young doesn't have to throw the ball 30 times and you go back to a ground and pound style game as much as you can. That would be nice. That would be really nice to do. But for the most part, Frank was a good guy. He's just not a good coach. I mean, I thought, all right, when we hired him, that it could be turned around and everything, but he struggled. He struggled to get out of his comfort zone and look at what was on this roster and what he can make them do well or what they do well and make a game plan around that. Now, the roster itself, again, Steven and I have said this multiple times, this roster is not the greatest right now. So Scott Fitter, I have a feeling towards the end of the season, you'll probably get the axe too, I'm hoping at least, because your drafts have been horrible. There's not much depth. You're drafting players like Mingo over Tank Dell and other guys, and they're not looking good. I mean, the play yesterday where Mingo doesn't know the sideline and ran out of bounds. I don't know. But again, I like Chris Tabor being as the interim. You leave Evero alone. You leave that defense doing what they've done. Because while we're going over that, the defense has been solid. I mean, enough to win on most of these games. Last week, Chicago, Houston, you know, Miami got you butts kicked. Minnesota. Like, there's been enough from the defense that you could hang your hat on to say, hey, he's doing a good job. Let him continue to work. And you don't want to mess up that defense. You want to mess with the offense right now because the offense is where it really needs the help. And giving Thomas Brown basic brain with Jim Caldwell's influence hopefully could do him good. I mean, it can't be much worse. I mean, looking at our stats right now, we're averaging 15.7 points per game. That's pathetic. I think we're not last. I think we are 29th. The Jets Patriots and Giants are below us. Touchdowns per game, we're at 1.5. I don't even know how that is possible, to be honest with you. I don't even remember last time we scored more than 2 touchdowns in a game. It's just, overall, this offense is just horrible. Rushing yards per game, we are averaging 92.6 for 29th in the league. Yards passing in the league, 30th, 173. I mean, you're just not good. Pure and simple. This offense just has not been good. Steven can't make it, so he has sent me some information. What he wanted to say, I like the move, obviously. I like Tabor as interim head coach. Leave Thomas Brown to overhaul the offense as much as he can and Evero to keep the defense moving forward. Not being interim will probably help their head coaching prospects. Anyway, it's likely we still don't win another game. So about the coaching prospects, I agree. I think Evero, and if Thomas Brown kind of turns around the offense, I think that could be beneficial to them. It would show that Frank Reich was kind of holding Thomas Brown back. Evero's defense, you know, was just getting gassed. That's why they were struggling so much. And I feel like the defense has gotten pretty solid lately, even with all the injuries. I have not read this part. He goes, "This is not a good day for Panthers fans. It's yet another Tepper failure, and this day shouldn't be celebrated," in his opinion. "Yes, I'm glad he's gone, but he never should have been hired in the first place." Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we all could agree with that. He was not on our top of our list. We just kind of went with it because, you know, he was our head coach at the time, so we needed to get on board, because that's what we do as fans. We always look at the bright spots, hoping that, hey, we have a lot of second-round picks at wide receiver. Maybe they could pan out. No, they didn't. I mean, that's what we do. We want this team to do so well that we try to see the silver lining of hey, but it didn't happen. Here's another little interesting tidbit. Since David Tepper arrived in Charlotte in 2018, he has 2 pro sports teams, the Charlotte FC and the Panthers, and they produce 5 head coach firings and 0 winning seasons. I'm really hoping that David Tepper takes his hands off the wheel. I think he needs to hire football guys to do the football stuff. Scott Fitterer, I think he needs to go, because it doesn't seem like he's been a good GM. You hire a good, solid GM to run the show. You just let him do it. You let him hire the head coach. You let him hire do the drafting and everything else. David Tepper needs to back off. I think that is the biggest problem with David Tepper. He needs to back off. Because all those fans saying sell the team, he's not going to do that. This is a moneymaker. He's not going to move this franchise either. This franchise is in a prime location of a developing city. He bought a Charlotte FC team to go here. I don't see him picking up and moving 2 franchises. It just doesn't make sense. I'm excited for the rest of the season. I agree with Steven, though. I don't really see much winning. I think there could be. We play Tampa Bay next week. We play then New Orleans, Atlanta, Green Bay, Jacksonville, and then Tampa Bay again. I mean, out of all those games, I would say the game that's really not realistic for the Panthers to win is Jacksonville. I don't think Atlanta, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay are very good teams, or Angry Bay. So, I mean, I don't expect a huge turnaround like we did last year with Steve Wilks. I mean, I didn't expect that with Steve Wilkes either. But this first game is going to look rough. I want to let everyone know, it seems like every interim coach has a first bad week, except for Jeff Saturday, who had his only win that first Saturday or Sunday, and then he lost every game after that. But I expect us to probably lose, spoiler alert, and then kind of go on. I mean, I don't even know where they go. I mean, I guess we're going to look at more head coaches in the future. I'm hoping that they learn from the mistakes of the past two regimes of Reich and Rule. Kind of go with someone that doesn't start with R, because that seems bad luck for us. I was joking. But maybe a younger coach that has been in the league for a while. Ben Johnson was supposedly a huge favorite, but, you know, I don't know if he'll want to come here. I think, again, you'll hear people say, oh, you know, coaches won't want to go to coach there. You know, there's only 32 of these positions in the league. Or in the world. Not only the league, world. And Tepper has a big pocketbook. And he has shown the ability to open it up. So with that being said, maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe I spitballed this with the my friends and Steven the other day about, hey, what's the likelihood of Jim Harbaugh getting a call from David Tepper in the offseason about coming here? Because he's got so many issues in Michigan. Maybe that's a way that he could lure Jim Harbaugh here. I mentioned Ben Johnson. There's other coaches. Bill Belichick was a name someone mentioned. I would not like to see that, as I think Tom Brady has shown that he was more the force than Belichick. But I don't know. Look at defensive coordinators too. Like, look at DeMeco Ryans, what he is doing in Houston. That offense is awesome too. But look what he's done. So, I don't know. I do hope that Thomas Brown comes in, revamps this offense to be more run heavy, more of a power run game, get Bryce under center. And if he can't be under center, then that's a bigger problem than we have. Because we don't have a first round pick this year. We can't draft a quarterback. But it is a deep wide receiver class, and hopefully we could get a decent wide receiver. So, guys, like Steven said, it's not a day of celebrating. It's a sad day. We all want this team to do well. Unfortunately, it's not. The good news is it looks like David Tepper learned his lessons of not holding on too long, because that was kind of the report coming out yesterday that Frank Reich's would be decided in the offseason. Well, that pathetic performance on Tennessee, I think, did him in. So, with that being said, we want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter, at BeyondMixPodcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@BeyondMixPodcast.com or leave a comment on Twitter, or not Twitter, Twitter, yeah, that too, YouTube. We'll read them on the show. I think we're going to try do a fan-related episode where we read off comments and give our thoughts, especially since Steven couldn't get here for this episode. I only am here because, actually, I'm kind of sick, but hey, I woke up from a nap and breaking news. So, until later this week, keep pounding.